Hi, Joe. Outside of that handout with the Pat Riley quote, could you share with us your relationship with Coach Riley?
Yeah, I've only really met him one time and visited with him one time, and he's an very, very classy individual, and obviously he's accomplished a tremendous amount in sports. Very, very impressive to meet and speak to, and you know, wish him well this season.
You had talked about the play of the secondary in those last couple of drives with two of your starters on the sideline hurt, not only Michael Thomas, but Will Davis, Jimmy Wilson playing the boundary for the first time in a while, and how they were able to come up with those plays.
Yeah, I think again, as I said yesterday, I mean, you have 46 guys, and that's what you have to go into a game with. And, you know, before the game, to the best of your ability, you carve out a role for each player and how you think they're going to contribute in the game. But things change, and, you know, so that was kind of where we were at the end of the ball game, guys playing new positions, a new guy playing. And certainly they weren't flawless or perfect. There's a lot of room for improvement. But I thought they stepped in and contributed, and it wasn't too big for them. And we were able to function. You know, as I said before, you can't have, you know, five different game plans. If this guy's in and that guy's in, you know, you can't, tie the coordinator's hands like that. And for the most part, Kevin was able to call the things that he needed to, and those guys executed.
Just to follow up on that real quick, Michael talked about how much extra work he got from Lou and Blue coming in this week to prepare for that type of situation. Is that normal? I mean, you bring a guy in that Tuesday and, hey, we're going to be practice squad, but you also need to be ready for all that too.
Yeah, I don't know how typical that is, but it happens. I mean, it's certainly probably not the first time it's happened or the last. But, you know, again, I thought our staff did a good job. You got a guy coming off the plane, and you get him acclimated to the system as quickly as you possibly can. And let's face it, this is a bright young man. He's eager, and, you know, I think like most of us in our – if you're going to work for a new employer, you want to make a good impression. And, you know, so he was a willing learner, and you know, things worked out.
You guys have gotten contributions all up and down the roster at all different positions, O-line, D-line, you know. Does that show good fortune that the players are able to come through, or does that show wisdom in that you guys have selected the right players?
I think everything. I mean, I don't think anything is in isolation, Chris. You know, it's a good group of players. I think our staff's done a good job adjusting on the run. That's part of coaching in the National Football League. That's part of the personnel, being in the personnel department of the National Football League. You know, things aren't static. It's not like on September 3rd you have your roster and it's never changing. And so, you know, coaches, personnel, people, everybody has to adjust and work through the course of the season. And, you know, I think it speaks to, I don't think it's one thing. I think it speaks to everything.
Two things. One, what did the tape show on the fourth down pass by Brady? And number two, did you end up jumping in the pool?
the one that we intercepted?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, again, it was we had pretty good coverage, and, you know, Mike Thomas, you know, stepped in front of the ball, made a nice play on the ball, and I walked into the pool. I wouldn't say I jumped into the pool, but I was in the pool, yeah.
There was no cannonball.
There was a fair amount of speculation yesterday that the botched field goal was actually a fake. Was that what you guys had called, and what happened there?
I mean, we just said the ball got snapped too early. I mean, you know, Brandon wasn't even looking as you watch things. And beyond that, I'm not really going to comment. But we got to execute better. I mean, could have come back to really haunt us.
So you make waiver claims at various times throughout the year, but particularly with Michael Thomas, can you just explain the process of how you came across him, or you and Jeff Island came across him before you claimed him?
Yeah, well, I mean, the personnel staff, I have to give credit to those guys. They, you know, we always work together. It's not one, you know, it's one team, and we got to work together from both the personnel and the coaching side. And this was a prospect that they had identified that they felt like could contribute to the team. And certainly our guys looked at him and felt like it was in our best interest to do it.
I don't think you talked about it yesterday, but the decision to go on the fourth down, it was like 2.5 minutes, or was it over three? I can't remember the exact time.
I think it was a little over three, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
So just talk about that decision.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had to score points against these guys. And, you know, we just felt like, I believe it was a 3rd and 16, so I wasn't really prepared to go for it on 4th and 15. But when it got into a manageable situation, we felt like, I want to say it was a 3-point game, right? So we felt like, look, if we don't make it, we have to hold them to a field goal. You know, knowing they were going to get good field position. Not that we couldn't get a takeaway or something else, but you know, at worst, if we could hold them to a field goal, we'd still have an opportunity. So it really came down to that. If it was 4th and 16, we probably would have had to punt and use our timeouts and that type of thing.
But it was a pretty easy decision at 4th and 5.
There wasn't a lot of I was talking to Mike and saying, look, if we cut it in half or we get into a manageable, get our call ready and let's get going.
What about the thoughts behind the timeouts, the last series of downs there on defense?
Yeah, a couple of them, a couple things. I mean, we watched the Cleveland game last week where they, New England sometimes, I know it sounds a little crazy, but sometimes it's not bad to take a timeout on defense against a team like that that gets in such a rhythm offensively. And, that was part of it. Part of it was, I want to say one was on a 4th down. They might have both been. I don't have my stuff in front of me, but I know one was on a 4th down play, I'm pretty sure. So oftentimes we've done it in the past where we want to maybe take a look at it formationally, how they line up, and then get off to the side. And then the third thing was, as you guys have mentioned, we had a lot of young guys in there, I think it would be helpful for them to kind of get a sense, even though those timeouts are brief, to, hey, here's the call. If they do this, we make this check. If they do that, we do that, and those type of things. So I think all of those things we took into consideration.
Joe, you mentioned that the guys, the backups, the secondary that came in and played. But that being said, go down Grimes, down Carroll. If you already put out those guys for a sustained amount of time, that's not something that would, you guys would be in your best interest, obviously. I mean, is there a concern that over the long haul, if you really get into that depth of your secondary, you might be exposed a little?
Again, it's early in the week. We'll see how things go. I mean, again, I thought those guys stepped up and played well. They weren't perfect, and but they were completing some passes before that as well. This was, their quarterback played very well, and we'll just have to see that, take it day by day.
One last question, Jamar Taylor. Why wasn't he up yesterday?
No, we always make decisions on the 46 guys we think are going to give us the best chance to win.
Joe, how do you like the phrase, control your own destiny?
I'm not sure in what context you're referring to, Steve.
Well, you in a playoff race.
Yeah, we're focused on the Buffalo Bills. I mean, we've already talked about it. We talked to the team. We got to get in. This is a good football team. All we have to do is throw on the tape of our last game against them, and we're going to have to improve and play better. So,
Joe, has there been an update on Richie's status?
I have no comment on that at this time. And again, I'll be glad to answer any question. Relation to the Bills.
About the play of Rashard Matthews yesterday, both at the end of the first half with a big over-the-shoulder catch, and obviously the 20-yard run before.
Yeah, made some big catches. I had a big one too. I believe it was in the first half when he got out of bounds and saved some time. He made a nice contribution. I thought his route running was good and really reached out and really plucked that one you're talking about in the first half, and then. Second half did a nice job in a similar concept of a route, keeping his feet in bounds and those type of things. Really did a good job.
You think a few more guys, Coach, get Andy, and then
from start to finish, is that the best game Ryan's had?
I haven't really sat back and done comparison. I thought that we watched it as a staff early this morning. I thought our protection. I know we gave up too many sacks, but I thought the pocket was very, very good. I thought he was able to set his feet for the vast majority of the time and follow through. And, I thought the offensive line in that area did a really, really nice job. Obviously, we can't get sacked 4 times in a game. I'm not dismissing that. But I thought he played well. I thought he played a good game. I really haven't had time to reflect on a comparative.
Andrew, last one?
I also had a question about Tannehill. I mean, along those same lines, but not just this past game, but just the evolution you've seen from him in recent weeks. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think he's played well. I mean, again, he's one person on an 11-man unit, but I think he's making good decisions. And usually if you make good decisions, that's the number one criteria at that position. And I thought he threw the ball accurately yesterday. That's another real, real important. You guys know how I feel about quarterback play. And then the third thing was he made some plays, and you have to make plays in this league, and he did. So, yeah, I think he's been playing well.
I mean, do you think he's improved a lot from, let's say, a month ago?
He's playing well. Again, I don't necessarily have the benefit of the time to sit around and, compare to a month and a half ago. I like the way he's been playing the game. I like the way his play speed is at this point in time. And, we're going to need to continue to have that and more.